Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports, live from Las Vegas, February 18th, 2020 already. Can you believe that? I say that every show, so we'll do that all the way up to the end of the year.
Light outside,
that's true. It's getting lighter later. That just means more work for us outside, right, Gary?
Yes, it does.
And hosting along with myself tonight, speaking of Gary, the man on a mission, Gary Wyatt.
How you doing?
Happening. You're busy on your phone, so we'll move on.
No, I'm trying to find this.
And also, Mr. Matt Esposito.
Present
here.
I'm there.
Appreciate it.
Yes.
And we have Debbie Clark with us. TJ's busy. He was slated to be on the show, but something came up. He's helping. Can we talk about what he's doing? Is that okay?
Yeah. Hey, you get the better half anyway.
That's right. We'd rather have the better half here, and I'm not going to comment on which one's the better half because I always get myself in trouble.
Yes, you do.
Thanks for being here, Debbie. TJ happens to be busy, and we'll let you kind of fill us in on that. Cindy Clark's actually going to come in too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So, but
yeah, well, he would have been here, but Bill McAnally needed a little favor going, and so they're running a girl that's going to run in the ARCA series on Thursday for Bill. And I think her name's Holly Holland.
Holly Holland, okay.
And so TJ's showing her around in a legend car just to give her a few laps.
Kind of getting familiar with the track layout.
Yeah.
Because
she's never been on it.
But she's actually going to be racing in one of the I guess it's the ARCA,
yeah.
Menards, K&N West, or used to be K&N, but now it's, yeah, Menards West.
Seriously. Well, I still call it the Grand National.
Because
that's what it was when I was out there.
That was a couple years ago, you know.
It's all good.
But that's pretty cool to have a young, new driver. I mean, she's probably, I don't know the background of this driver, but obviously she's new to the track here, and it's cool to see new drivers and so on. Cindy just walked in. Thanks for coming up.
Wonder Woman.
Am I mistaken?
Where is that Wonder Woman?
Thanks for sneaking in here, Cindy. Come on. No.
Well, oh, no, no,
you?
No.
Well,
this is girls' night.
Is
we're talking about.
There you go.
Oh, he is?
But that's okay.
Oh, yeah, he
is. We'll call him.
We're going to call him.
But now you need to sit down. We're not going to say anything until you sit down. We're going quiet until you sit down.
Here.
Well, that's why we want you to sit down. We want to hear all the stories.
Well, we want to hear TJ stories.
That's true. Hey, that's why we have Debbie here. So thank you again for being here. Thanks, Cindy, for popping in. You look mad.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear the stories. Like, Debbie,
okay.
How'd you meet TJ?
But that's coming. So.
No.
But anyways.
I better exit.
What did you do on
your first date? But we were talking about TJ busy at the track tonight. Is he going to be working with that team?
No. Bill McAnally. We just, you know what? Bill McAnally is a great guy, and he's just, you know, he's been around for a while. Right. So that's what racers do, is
help
each other when there's a need. So he called last night, and you know, of course, TJ makes it happen. And just like anybody out at the track would do, you're just there for your fellow racer. So.
Well, that's cool. And you know, TJ's been there for a lot of different racers over the years, and I'm sure he's well appreciated. So, but Cindy's the one that brought it up. Let's rewind. How did you and TJ meet?
We're getting a lot of messages here. Aaron McMorn, tell my other mother, Debbie, I said hello. Kevin Terrell, I'm so jealous I'm not there. Cindy's boyfriend, Dennis, saying hi, Cindy, and hi to you.
Yeah,
so
that's a cool thing, isn't
it? We're getting
it?
Blasted over here.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yes, yes, it is.
And we appreciate everybody that chimes in and listens in.
Well, those boys all have a special place in my heart, you know. I feel like I miss them. They're all growing up and getting their lives of their own. And, of course, you know, now got a daughter calling in. No, but Aaron and Kevin, you know, there's just so many memories of those boys growing up and being at my house with Spencer. And, you know, those were his buddies. And
well, it's crazy because
yeah.
They're all starting to have babies of their own.
Right.
And, you know, they're getting up there, too, now.
Yeah, they bring tears to my eyes because, you know, watching them is what we don't have anymore. And to be able to, you know, see what could have been, you know. And
well, and it's good that, you know, TJ's involved with all the different drivers and guys like that, and Aaron and all the
guys
that come around.
Well,
it's really cool to see that bond.
Yeah, and I just think that it kind of, for TJ, not speaking for him, but I do know that it kind of keeps Spencer close to heart, you know,
right.
Because that's just growing up and all of them always being at the house, being in the shop, you know, getting along, fighting, you know, all the stuff boys do. But, you know, I know that Spencer loved each one of them. You know, there's Jimmy Parker, Tom Lovelady, Aaron. You know, Michael Miller. I mean, look at Michael. Look at, he's got a baby now. And what's his name? Do you know what his name is?
No.
It's Legend Spencer Miller.
I'm sorry.
That's all Michael
Legend.
Miller's fault.
Yeah.
Don't forget that.
Well, I'm going to say, those are all class acts except Michael. No, he's a good guy, too. He's, you know, that whole group there is just a bunch of class acts. You know, they're really good people. They're good racers, and you can see where all that rubbed off from is.
Except for
Aaron.
Aaron. Aaron's an okay.
You know, it just goes to show you the company that you keep is, you know, it's really good.
Oh, yeah. Even, you know, I mean, just you look at all of them. Look at Dustin Ash.
Yeah.
All of them with all these kids, and, you know, we wish we had that. Of course, I don't know. That would have been little Spencer's out there. Can you imagine?
Oh, man.
It's
well,
all good,
well,
though.
Let's rewind then. You know, I know I interrupted you.
Oh, no, that's
fine.
That's fine. I just...
Cindy brought it up. Let's rewind and talk about you and how you guys met. And let's rewind a little bit. I mean, were you...
Well, we met actually by some friends. Through high school, TJ.
High school.
Yeah,
wow.
TJ went to Western, and I went to Clark, and became a Clark.
So
wow!
You're Vegas from the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. You're a Vegas person. Cool.
So, and we met back in, what was it, 84, and then we got married in 86.
Nice.
So yeah, we've been together for quite a while.
Cool deal.
Mm-hmm.
I wish. We could all say that. I had to be divorced once, so.
Uh-huh.
But it's probably a good thing. But we won't get into that.
This show's about these guys, these ladies.
Yeah,
not you.
Yeah.
And of course, he said he used to go to Clark High School.
No, he went to Western.
Oh, and you
I
went
to
Clark. And then you became a Clark.
Yeah.
For the rest of your life.
That's right. Until today. It might change tomorrow. No.
But we appreciate you coming in. No. You know, of course, you know, we put it out there that TJ was going to be in, and obviously prior commitments, they happen.
He's calling in. He's
We'll talk to him. Yeah, we'll call him. Maybe
tell him when you want him to call.
So what I want to know is, what was the conversation when – he says, hey, honey, I want to go into Craftsman Truck Series. I'm going to buy a truck and spend a lot of money.
Well, it's kind of funny because when I go back to that day, TJ was running in the Mickey Thompson Off-Road Series, actually. And the truck series had been talked about. And Jimmy Smith, I think there was a guy named Frank Scoop Vessels, I think, and Jim Venable, who were the three guys that actually started it. And when we talked about getting into it, everybody thought the truck series was never going to make it. And we didn't have any money. We never even came from oval track racing. And we were like, well, we could do it. It was at the Winter Heat Series in Tucson. And TJ was talking to Jim Venable and said, hey, you think you could help me with getting a truck? Because he was going to sell one. It was the original first truck that was ever made.
That is really cool.
And we made a deal with them, and we showed up in the shop. I just remember thinking, oh boy, what are we doing here? And, you know, you think you know it all when you're younger.
Right.
And it was kind of funny because we showed up at the first Winter Heat Series there, and we didn't know nothing.
You kind of get humbled by what you
don't
know,
had,
right?
You're, we had Ron Hornaday there, all these West Coast guys that ran Circle Track, and TJ always laughs. He's like, gosh, what a fool I was, because I didn't know nothing. And,
well, you know what, though? The harder you fall, then, right?
The harder you fall, the more you learn.
But in the Winter Heats, he qualified pretty good.
Yeah, well, there was, 18 trucks back in the day.
Yeah,
Mike Skinner, and there was Bill Sedgwick, all the original guys when we showed up there. I just remember it was freezing cold in Tucson. We had to be there so early in the morning, and we'd be sitting out there waiting because we didn't do those kind of things. Mickey Thompson, you showed up. You always came a day early, so standing out there. But it was fun. I mean, you look back at old pictures, and I tell you, you know, over the years, a lot of hard work for us because we didn't have the kind of funds that then all of a sudden started pouring into that truck series.
Mm-hmm.
And plus just the experience behind, you know, people take it for granted on a local level of just super lates or, you know, just growing up in a small track. We really didn't know a lot, but we learned pretty quick. Or TJ did, I should say.
Well,
but
you're part of it too. I mean, you've been
around
racing, obviously, your whole life now since you and TJ got together. So that's hard to believe how it becomes part of your life. I mean, look at you guys today, part of short track racing and at all different levels. So that's pretty cool. Did you ever think that was going to stick, that's what you guys are going to keep doing?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think that when TJ, at the time, TJ was the chief instructor at the Bob Bondurant School. So, I mean, there was a lot of contacts and people that really liked TJ because I don't know if you guys knew, or ASC was one of our original sponsors that came from Mickey Thompson into the truck series. And so that gave him a little bit of, you know, financial support. But, I mean, you know, it was all volunteers of people, just like everybody here on a local level, that just kind of jumped in and helped them. And so we learned, but boy, did we learn a lot of hard hits. And it wasn't easy. And then, you know, so he worked through that for the first couple of years. And then we just realized we had moved to Charlotte for about 6 months and went through a bad partnership with some people. And then we came back to Vegas, because this is where our family was, and Spencer was just coming up too. So he was probably 10, I think. So, and then that started, and TJ just, you know, he ran the West Series a little bit at that time, but we knew that both of them couldn't do it together. So TJ just decided to support his son, and that's when Spencer started running.
Mm-hmm. Cool. When you guys moved to Charlotte, was that in the hopes of continuing with the professional for TJ?
Yeah, we got partnered up with another couple that were financially kind of coming in to partner up with us, and had to learn kind of the hard way on that one, and it didn't go well. So we just had to go through hard times.
Well, sometimes you don't know why those things happen, but, you know, it turned out to work. You know, you guys came back to Vegas, so we're glad you guys are here back at Vegas. So.
Yeah, well, and then you look back at the days of Spencer when he was 13 and running Legend cars, and Kyle Busch was running, and all the other 40 cars that were out there. That was pretty exciting times.
Days where you had that many legends out there, and you know that close racing.
Yeah, we watch, you know, because at the time there was somebody, I forget the guy's name, that was videotaping, and it was on TV. Do you remember that guy's name?
I don't remember his name, but I remember watching it on TV. I
don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember his name.
Yeah. Well, he actually, we have all those tapes.
No kidding. That's
so funny. It's kind of fun to go back and watch all those kids and everybody and watching Kyle and Spencer battle
right.
it out, you know, because those. A lot of good competition. Then you mix old TJ in there and Justin Johnson and Jimmy and actually Aaron, was he running at that time too?
No,
when it first started in Legend Cars?
I don't remember him running at that time.
Wasn't he?
He
didn't modify
him in Legend.
Yeah, no, I knew that, but I don't know if he at that time, Spencer was 13, Kyle was 15. Mm-hmm. I know Justin was running. Justin Johnson and a lot of them.
Yeah. No,
was that Justin just said Ron Futrell?
Oh, that's who it was.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got the answer on
here. and it's funny when you watch, because in those videos, he goes around and he videos and record, does interviews with all those boys, and they all have these real squeaky little voices. They're not men like
they are
today.
That's cool. That's the fun part, looking back and watching those old videos and things like that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, those kids all grew up, didn't they?
Think they did.
Yeah.
Like, they're growing in spirit, not in mind.
Right? They still have that racing itch, don't they?
Do you still go out to the track at all?
Not too much. It's hard for me. Yeah. You know, I mean, we right now we have a couple of kids that are running a Bandolero and a Legend car, Bradley Erickson and Jeffrey Erickson, who are grandkids to some really close friends of ours from Phoenix that used to support TJ when he was racing.
Wow,
and it's kind of cool to see those boys running out there. And so I'll go out and watch them, you know, just because the grandparents usually come in town, so I like to go out. But
cool.
It's just hard. It's so hard for me when I go out there. All I see is memories all over the track, and that sometimes I have to kind of be in the right mood for that.
Maybe sometimes better just to be doing something else. But TJ's still obviously involved with helping all the young, a lot of young drivers up and coming, or just to help them move along, you know, and if, whether they're going to do it for a hobby or try to be professionals at it.
Yeah.
There's, you know, a lot of avenues now with the Bandoleros and the Legends, and, you know, the path to get there is just amazing for these young drivers today. Is that what TJ does? Does he still do like the development type?
Oh, yeah. Well, we created the Spencer Clark Driven Foundation, and of course, probably haven't been as active as we would like to be with it, but the whole purpose of it, it's actually a 501c3. Okay. We created it to help younger drivers, and of course, because I work full-time, and it really takes a lot of work to do that,
sure.
But I mean, we have done a few things with it, and I know GMS is definitely doing a lot with that, and we just recently this week got a text of a photo, which I kind of posted it out there on Facebook on the Spencer Clark Memorial page, where they are doing a tribute to Spencer this weekend for his first Grand National West at the time, you know, what the paint scheme looked like. And so they surprised us, and they're going to run Thursday night in the West series with the paint scheme with Sam Mayer. And so that was really cool, because it reminds us that, you know what, Spencer's not forgotten.
Right.
And so when you see that, you know, it brings tears to your eyes, because I mean, that's like his car. Those are hard things. Just like when a couple, 2 years ago, I think they ran the big track, Las Vegas Motor Speedway out there. And they, Spencer Gallagher actually ran a car that was a 23 car. So, you know, you see that, and those are hard. But
how did that relationship first come about, GMS?
Well, Maury Gallagher, which is obviously the owner of Allegiant Airlines, and Ron Booth, they all used to road race Legend cars. So Spencer, back in the day, even Sonny Wall was a part of helping them at the beginning of the relationship. And then Spencer started helping them set up their road racing cars. And, you know, just over the years, it kind of took, you know, we all became friends, and they started obviously seeing Spencer, Kyle, all those boys racing together. And then Spencer actually called up Maury and went and had lunch with him and asked Maury to support him. And, you know, they've all been around him, so they liked him and thought he had some potential. And he was a big boy, so he got it all started. And
that's cool.
Yeah, so it just one thing led to another. And then that's kind of where it just moved up into the West. And then, you know, of course, Spencer got to run one Busch National race here in Las Vegas in 06. And at that time, the plans were to move forward and run a couple more. But then, you know, the corner and something else took place and Spencer wasn't here anymore. Right. So.
No, that's, you know, that's something that that's good to see them. The guys that have been around Spencer and know his character and know who he was to be able to do these tributes to him. And, you know, I know it's hard, but, you know, it's good that, it just keeps carrying on.
Oh yeah. Well, and then, so with that being said, I mean, the whole deal with, Spencer Gallagher had, you know, he was younger, so he came from Bandoleros when they were all road racing. And then, Spencer Gallagher had come to see TJ and said that he wanted to, you know, start racing again. And so from there, you know, at that time, he just, it would be cool to, you know, told him that he could do it and he didn't think he could, but TJ's like, come on, you can do it. So that's where the relationship kind of started with that. And then TJ, they ran legend cars a little bit and then they stepped up into running a super late. And then they went ARCA racing and then TJ moved to Charlotte, started the whole Gallagher Motorsports is what it was at first. And then, you know, TJ just wanted to come back home.
Right.
And so kind of that's where it grew and look what it GMS is today.
Yeah,
now
it's amazing. Right. Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up. It's just crazy.
It is. It's a cool story. And Maury Gallagher and Ron Booth, you know, they're just, we love them. They're great people. And they've really always included us into the things that they're doing today. And Mike Beam, which is the general manager for the whole GMS, and you know, they always surprise us with something, so that's cool.
That is cool. Do you ever go out, fly out to any tracks to go watch?
We go to Phoenix with Maury. He'll invite us to go, and you know, it's kind of fun when we can. And
you like the big track racing, or you like
I kind of like the short track stuff.
I know. You know, I'm with you on that because I've gone and seen that out here anyways at Vegas and some of the big races. And they're fun, but nothing more exciting than the short track stuff. So you kind of keep better track of what's going on and all that. So, but
what's cool, though, is that, you know, they own the 23 truck. And when you think about it, we were the first original owners of the 23 truck back in the day. And so there's just a connection. Everybody's got a connection of how they got started and where it's going. And
they all seem to have a connection with the Clarks.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. That's just to show you how big your arms are when you're helping people. You know, it's really cool. I mean, Cindy too. I mean, you've connected, you're not a Clark, you're a Clark, but you're not connected. You're not related that way, but
I quit racing and when my boyfriend passed away, Debbie reached out to me since she had such experience with great loss. And I don't know if I could have survived it without her.
Right.
And her and TJ stepped up and just kind of picked me up when I couldn't stand on my own feet. They helped me through it and, you know, prayed with me and got me through a really tough time. And they didn't have to do that.
Right.
They didn't hardly know me. They knew of me. Right. But they didn't know me.
Yeah.
And now we're BFFs. And I just, that's the kind of people that they are. And then a couple months later, TJ's like, did you want to drive my six-lane car? I'm like, and that's how I got back into racing. So, really great people.
And Wonder Woman arose.
Right?
And
the craziness starts, right?
They were making fun of me. And so they're like, we're going to call you Wonder Woman. I was like, okay, I'll show you. I'll
come
Wonder
out as
Woman.
Wonder Woman, right?
I'm going to put a cape and a tiara on my car. They're like, no, you're not. What?
Well, that's cool because the themed stuff seems to work. Mm-hmm. And with the fans, they get a relation, you know, ship started with seeing a, you know, as a fan from a fan point, they get to know, like,
who Wonder Woman is.
And that's a tribute to TJ because he's the one that came up with the idea of we should have themes. You know, we should make it fun. Tim Richter put it out there. Hey, I want to grow this class. It's, you know, it's a great entry level class. It's great for the fans. And, you know, TJ, he didn't have to, but he's like, okay, I'm going to support the track and built 3 or 4 cars.
Right.
And just let me drive one.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's really cool. So he's always been supportive of the track, and anybody that asks him, you know, you have to want to hear the answer. But if you ask him for help, he'll give you help, whether you like his answer or not.
Right.
I just feel like, how do I go around the track faster? He'll tell you. Right. You might not like it, but he'll tell you.
Well, you know, if you don't know the good with the bad, how are you supposed to, you know, get any better? Whether it's skid plate or any other division. And that's part of that, the driver development stuff. It's, it's to have somebody that to tell you outright, you know, hey, you're doing this wrong or this right. You have to know.
If you show up and want to work on a race car, he'll help you.
Right. No, that's cool. Uh-oh.
And here's the man.
Oh, we're in trouble now. You know, the one thing I'd like to say for everybody listening is, you know, it is very competitive out there. Everybody's out there having fun, wanting to compete. But I think we also take for granted the relationships that many of us build out there. And, you know, there's just, when you look back, I got to say, especially going through what we've been through, and not just us, there's been others out there, you know, with losing a loved one. But running out there every weekend, those were like the best days of our lives. And all I can say is for the generation that's coming up is, yeah, we get frustrated and we might not like that person or this person or whatever, and they might have ticked us off. But at the end of the day, when you look back, we really cherish those days.
Good times, right?
And everybody kind of came together when, you know, obviously when Spencer passed away, and it just... You know, that's what life's all about. We're to make a difference in other people's lives. And it's okay to be, you know, not on the same page and like that person all the time. But, you know, none of us are perfect.
It's competition, no matter how you look at it. Yeah. But at the same time, it's everybody says it's a family out there. So, but real quick, we do have TJ Clark with us, I think. TJ, are you there?
I'm here.
How you doing, TJ? Appreciate you calling in. You might have to speak up. We're hearing you a little low here, but we do appreciate you calling in.
Okay.
And we wish you were here next to Debbie, and she wishes you were here next to her too.
Well, the old duty call. Here we are. We're out here at the bull ring, just wrapping up a little short test with a young lady that will be competing this Thursday night.
Cool. What number is she going to be running if we want to keep an eye out for her?
Her car number is the 50 car.
Okay.
She runs for Bill McAnally. Her name is Holly Holland.
Okay.
I'm going to rename her Holland Holly.
Holland Holly. It's easier, right?
She's actually pretty good. She's 18 years old. Comes out of midget cars on the dirt.
Cool.
And she's making that transition onto the pavement in the K&N cars, which is a pretty big transition from that straight into the K&N car. But,
especially
yeah,
coming
really
from
killed. I was impressed.
That's good. That's good to hear, because especially from somebody that with your stature in the business, you know, if anybody knows TJ Clark, they know, you know, they know that name in our local industry. It's just really good that you're out there doing what you're doing for these young drivers and just helping everybody out. We're just talking a little bit about that, and it's hopefully you feel the appreciation that we do appreciate that.
She's absolutely right. It takes a lot to participate in this sport at any level, and I agree 100% that, you know, it took us a long time to figure out that giving back is important as taking it.
Right.
A lot of us are takers. We've all been takers, so at some point you come to a point where, okay, it's time for me to do something back. And we're willing to do that. It's very cool to watch a young kid grow, you know, and take what you teach him and watch him grow and bloom, you know, even beyond what you can teach him. We've been fortunate enough to see a few kids do that.
Absolutely, that's really cool. When you get a chance to race against some of those young drivers that you've taught in Legends or any other divisions, what do you look for when you're out there? Do you look to try to beat them or kind of keep an eye on what they're doing?
Anytime you strap in a car, I tell them that, you know, it's what I'm telling them, so I got to live it myself.
Right.
You probably shouldn't strap in a car if you just want to go out there and run around. It's a little dangerous for, you know, just running around. I go out there to be the best that I can be, compete at the highest level that I am capable of competing at.
Right.
I try to help push them do the same thing. You know, sometimes, you know, they're better than you, and sometimes you're better than them. But
right.
I do keep an eye, and I push people a little harder than sometimes they want to be pushed. But to me, that's part of the learning, is being able to be pushed by somebody that's better than you are.
Right.
And that's how, you know, Spencer Clark and Kyle Busch both became better drivers, because they pushed each other. They pushed each other harder than, you know, the average person would push. And unfortunately, you know, they were so young, they didn't understand that at the time. But in the process of doing that, you don't always make friends. But at the same time, you know, in the big picture scope of things, if people are really, you know, paying attention, you know, they understand that I'd rather run with somebody that's better than me,
right,
to make me better.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You know, how can you better yourself unless somebody challenges you to better yourself? You know, that makes a lot of sense. What do you see here locally at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway, the Bullring? You know, do you see a growth in any of the different divisions, or are you going to stick with like the Legends, or do you stick with any particular divisions yourself when you are helping some of these young up and coming drivers? Are there any particular ones you like better than the other? Let's say Legends versus, let's say, a junior late model or something like that.
Me personally, I've done so much racing, of different kinds of racing in my time, that I just like driving those little Legend cars.
Right.
For whatever reason, the car is the most challenging car you could drive.
No kidding.
So, you know, for sharpening skills, or honing skills, I believe it's the best car you can drive.
Okay.
And it's the most affordable car that you can race. So I do the Legend cars for that reason.
Sure.
And I choose that car to help train young guys in for the same reason.
Absolutely.
Is that if you can master a Legend car, and when I say that, I mean really drive one to its fullest potential, where you are driving the car versus the car driving you, you can get to that level of Legends, you can pretty much drive anything that comes your way.
Right.
Just a little transition of learning a new car, but the skills that you take from Legends transfer to anything that you do. And that's what I like about the car, because it's affordable to do, and it transfers. The skill set transfers,
right,
to almost any kind of racing that you want to go do. I've had guys that come to me for training, and I train them in these cars, and they race something completely different, but it's always helped. So I like the car for that reason.
Right.
I'll field a couple of cars this year in the Legends on the oval. I have a young kid, Bradley Harrison, that will be running 2-year late models. He's going to run the Madera series.
Cool.
And then a few times in Las Vegas. The schedule here is not a full schedule for the junior late.
Right.
Well, I'm going to really keep an eye on the new division that Bullring is trying to create, called the Prolate model.
Right.
And again, what I like about that series, it's cost effective. I don't see the group of people or the class of people growing much here, simply, I think, because of the cost of what we do. It's very, very expensive. And I think that creating that new class, which they have some limitations on tires and motor, I believe that class will grow and you'll see more people come out. And that's my hopes. I'm sure that's the hopes of the Bullring.
Oh, absolutely.
Try and grow the sport.
Yeah, I think you're right. I've heard that buzz also, different people liking that idea. Of course, there's always somebody that doesn't, but you know, it looks like that's the direction that it needs to go to make it a little more affordable.
Yeah, I understand that. I mean, problem with the late model, the super late model stuff, in my eyes, is it's gotten so expensive. The cars are $100,000 cars.
You're right.
And, you know, well, if you want to win, you got to have equal equipment because, yeah, a guy, you could have equal skills. One guy's got better equipment than you have. The chances of you beating him every week are very slim.
Right.
And that's when it turns into a spending each other's dollars. And I don't really, on a local level, I don't really care for that.
Right.
A guy wants to go run SRL, you know, which is a traveling late model series mm-hmm. on the West Coast. That's wonderful. That's great. Those cars are definitely $100,000 cars. And to bring one of those cars, which we've done in the past and run here locally, really unfair to the local guy.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know, you know, how you avoid that other than create a new class, a new division, like the Pro Late Model.
Absolutely.
I like the class.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that division, see what direction it goes.
We still like
in.
Those skid plate cars.
Yeah. Are you going to be doing any skid plate racing? I thought I heard you had a couple for sale. I lost him.
He must have moved.
Hmm?
He must have moved.
Oh.
We can't hear you anymore.
Sorry. Anyways.
Well.
I think those cars belong to Racer X, so.
So it's not him. It's not him. Yeah.
Him
there you go. Well, apologize, TJ. We appreciate talking to you. We'll hopefully get you in studio at some point.
I'll drag him here.
There you go. We appreciate, you know, speaking with you, and maybe we'll, I don't know. We lost him somehow, but we got Debbie.
Cell service.
We got Cindy. Cindy, this is the quietest I've seen Cindy. I don't know in how long. So, Cindy, come on. Let's get you rolling here.
Hold that mic closer to you up there.
This is about Debbie TJ tonight.
All right.
No.
I'm here for more.
Hey, it's always good to have Wonder Woman sitting right next to you there, you know?
So what did you think of Cindy when you first had her in your racing program there, I guess? I don't know.
Well, like she said, I mean, you know, I remember Spencer running in the Super Lates and Cindy
yeah.
ran out there and I knew who she was, but we really didn't have much
right.
relationship. And it's just kind of crazy because, you know, I guess there's just timing for everything. Mm-hmm. And when she went through, it's like I knew her boyfriend at the time. We went
right.
both went to Clark High School.
That's crazy.
And
that's cool.
And it was funny because we always tried to make a plan to show up into Utah together. And I never knew
that's
which
funny.
Cabin that they had. And I knew that she was there. And we just never connected until mm-hmm. everything happened for Cindy.
Right.
And she went through the time that she did. And, you know, we just kind of jumped in and helped her out. And we just became friends through it. And yeah. it's kind of, you know, then you look back and we're like, why weren't we friends before?
Right.
I
right.
mean, here
you
we were,
yeah, so
you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're just so focused on your own deal at
stuff.
The time
right.
as each, you know, team and family that's out there. Tammy Haas and I just had this conversation how many years, you know, we've
right.
all known each other and just different times in each other's lives.
Right.
And yet you run into each other and
mm-hmm.
you have a relationship with them because
right.
you spent all this other time. You spend
yeah.
more time with people out at the track when you're racing through a season than you do your own family.
That's true. And you're out there day in, day out when you're at the track. And it's just amazing the relationships that you do build.
Yeah.
Did you ever think about doing skid plate racing?
I have to tell you this. So we were at the track just sitting in the stands one weekend. And for the first time, TJ and I were sitting there watching. And I was like, hey, we ought to get one of those cars.
No way.
And he's like, I'll get them if you'll drive them. And I was like, yeah, I'll get out
okay,
there and
buddy.
Drive. But I never followed through.
No way.
But then Cindy came along and TJ said, hey,
the pressure off of you, right?
The pressure right off of me. Yeah. Everybody that comes over, I think he gets Matt Mahaney and Jonathan. Everybody's like trying to get him in those cars. So, but you know, the thing with TJ, Spencer Clark loved Las Vegas Motor Speedway. I mean, he loved the Bullring. This was his home. And so even for TJ, and I think that it's just, he always wanted to be successful and fun, you know, and that's what he likes to do. And so if he can, you know, be a part of whatever class it is, he wants to do it. And it's just fun.
That is fun.
It, you know, I have a creative, thoughtful husband that has crazy ideas of things.
Well, you know, it's good that he didn't just say no to like a skid plate, a fun division, you know, an entertainment division or entry level, whatever you want to call it. It's cool that he got involved and again, benefits the track in some way to be able to help new drivers. What I always thought it was cool is to be able to bring the interest of fans onto the track to get them into racing, you know, good way to get them out of the stands and then onto the track. So, I mean, you know, Matt's,
well, case in point. So yeah, Cindy was driving and they went with this Wonder Woman theme and I've known Cindy for years and she's like, "Hey, can you put decals? Can you dress up my car? I want to do a Wonder Woman theme." Okay. So I put that all together and she's like, "Meet me at TJ Clark's house." Sends me the address, you know, and I go there and I'm working on her car and, you know, TJ's like, "Hey, can you help us move this legend out of the way?" And it was a weird dynamic.
Right.
You know, that it's like, I'm just.
I'm just here to help her. Yeah.
I'm just a guy that's here.
Yeah. That's
but
cool.
Then it, you know,
the interest started.
I started seeing it. And I went watched a couple races and just being at the Clark compound.
Right, and you got to see the behind the scenes stuff that normal people don't see.
But the energy that's there, it just draws you in.
Right.
You see it going, and then, you know, the way TJ mentors, you know, it's a harsh dad type of thing, you know, "Oh, I need help fixing this."
Right.
Cool. The tools are on that shelf, that shelf, and that shelf.
You want to do it, you're going to do it.
Yeah. And when you can't figure it out, then I'll come over and help you, but you're going to try to do it first.
Well,
the cool thing is he lets you use his tools.
Right?
No, exactly. And you have to put them back in the right place. But yeah, it's a nice dynamic.
Right.
You know, and the energy there at that house, you feel it and you're just like, "All right, give me a car." And then he points and says, "That one's available. All right, let's do it."
Has anybody ever tracked like oil through your carpet or anything through your house or no?
No, because I look, when we built that house, we put tile in
You built it just for the racer in mind.
Yeah, I know. It's so funny because I always talk about selling it and everybody's like, "What do you mean?
Yeah.
You can't sell this place.
It's a perfect house, right?"
Yeah. But, you know, it holds a lot of memories. It really does. I mean, from the time, you know, when the kids were 13, I mean, when we first moved, you know, closed on that house and got it all finished and then
did
the shop
went
up.
Have it built from?
No, we did it.
Oh,
we,
wow.
We subbed it out and did it ourselves.
Cool.
And at the time TJ had the shop out there at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Oh, okay.
And then Mike Seavey, remember Mike Seavey had a shop and Sonny Wall and Charlie Wall, everybody was just out there and we just decided to build a shop at the house.
Makes more sense, right?
Yeah. And so, yeah, there's been a lot of activity at that shop. I mean, even GMS sometimes brings her.
I don't know you. And believe it or not, I've been to your house.
Have you?
To the shop in the back with somebody else. Yeah. I think it was Dennis Lovelady or somebody.
Yeah.
He happened to stop by there.
Remember that. That's funny. You think about all those kids.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them out there. Nick Parmalee, you know, and all of them have been out there. Everybody used to work on their cars. So there's a lot of memories there. So
that's cool. Well, that's cool. I didn't know you guys, you know, had that built, I guess, to your own specs, I guess. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, it was before anything else was out there.
Yeah, I know. And now you're probably surrounded by.
Yep.
Tracks.
Like everybody, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's not way out there anymore.
Yeah.
But
it's all good.
Have you ever been on the Bullring in any kind of race car?
Spencer's Legend car.
No way. Oh,
we were,
really?
It was
okay.
Funny because back in the day, I don't know if you knew this, but we had a NASCAR truck, a Craftsman truck that was a simulator, and all the kids used to come over and play
That's
in it
really
all
cool.
the time. And so our connection through NASCAR, whenever the SEMA show was here, they would use that truck in the show. And so 1 year they asked TJ to put together like 6 to 8 legend cars because they wanted to bring some NASCAR people out and just do some laps at the track. Well, Spencer wanted to do it as well. Mm-hmm. And so TJ said, you can't. You know, this is, they rented the track and we're taking these guys out. You can bring your car, but you can't drive. Well, of course, Spencer, a little hard headed, wanted to go out and show his stuff. And we were like, you're not going out there on the track. So he was pitching it a fit. So he said something to me, smarted off or whatever. And I thought, you know what? I own that car. I will get in that car.
I'm going to go.
So he kicked me off and I went over and I got in that car and he turned around and he seen me. He came running over and he was like going to take off all the spark plugs. And I was like, if you take off any on that car, you better just watch it. And I said, get away from the car because I'm going to drive this car. Cause, so Tom Lovelady was out there in his and I thought, okay, I'm going to go. I could do this. I get out there and I think, okay, I'm going to follow Tom all the way around. And I think I came into turn 3 or 4 and I just, those cars are hard to drive. It was like driving on ice. And all I remember is I could see Spencer kind of standing there just, oh, he was so mad. And anyways, when I came into turn 4, I lost it. And it's fun. And I didn't know you had to push the clutch.
So you're going to,
I burned the starter up.
I didn't know that.
And Spencer was screaming. And I remember looking at him and I was yelling back and said, you better get your butt over there. And he's, I'm the one that pays for those parts. And he was just storming mad at me. Dad, she burned up the starter.
Well, little did he know, Mom's still the boss.
Yeah.
Even when he called Dad.
But I will tell you, that's when I had to buy a Mini Cooper because Cooper is like driving such a car. So I had a little red one. And of course, I did learn after Spencer passed away that I think that Michael Miller and Spencer, or even Aaron, maybe, I heard that they did a lot of burnouts in my car afterwards. So I wasn't real thrilled about that
one. Hey, you guys are in trouble.
Let's see if one of them chimes in on this one.
Yeah, come on, you boys.
You
speak up.
You are in trouble. I just want to say that for sure. So we'll make sure they get scolded when they're in the show one of these days.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
So far, silence. Not one
of them.
They started logging off, right?
The numbers are dropping.
Well, that's funny. You never thought about going back out on the track after that? Like, hey, I got to try this again.
No, I didn't.
What if Cindy gets a passenger seat in her car, huh?
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe.
Aaron McMoran said, those Mini Cooper memories.
Yeah.
His halo just came off.
He's going to dream about it tonight.
Well, Aaron, I think you need a phone call after the show. Watch out. No.
You know what, though?
He's saying he had 7 people in a Mini Cooper.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we know whose Mini Cooper.
Mine. I will say, though, it was funny. Back in the day when we lived in Phoenix and at that time when TJ first got into the truck series, and I did get to drive that on Firebird. Yeah. And remember it, he was shaking the truck down and I'll never forget. I came around and I was like, wow, this thing has some power. TJ's out there waving me down. You got to stop. And I was like, no.
You take more laps.
Yeah. Hey, have you ever driven a Craftsman truck?
No.
Yeah. It had a lot of power.
Addicting, huh?
Yeah. That's funny. I can just see him over there.
Oh, yeah. He was yelling at me because, you know, that was like his race truck getting ready to go. And I'm out there thinking, whoa, this is cool.
And that Firebird Speedway, that's pretty cool. That's the road course out there in case somebody didn't know. I think it might be called Wild Horse now, but that's a fun track.
Well, I think Kevin Terrell has one of those pro late models this year, right, Kevin? Although he's completely denying anything to do with the Mini Cooper.
Yeah.
But maybe as payback, you can drive the pro late model.
Oh, hey.
There you go.
Yeah. Got that one. You hear that, boys?
Payback. Yeah. No, that's cool. That's a funny story.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's not what it seems sometimes. Like when you see the race cars on the track, you think they're going to react one way and they react a different way. Even the skid plates, Gary actually,
completely the skid plates.
You know, he was able to take one on the track when they first started, and not what you saw, right?
No,
what happened?
No. It come up and over to get on the track, and that thing spun right around. I backed it into the wall like that.
No.
I mean, I was like, wow, where am I going here?
Did it take you time to get going?
Oh,
again?
Yeah. Oh,
you kept, like,
they're not easy.
Like I tell everyone, it's like riding a bike. It's really hard at first, but once you get it, then it's fun. But at first, it's very frustrating.
Yeah.
Just keep trying.
I'm going to eventually build me one.
Okay.
As soon as you pass the flag, man, gun it.
Hammer down.
Well, gun it and aim at the corner.
My thought is you just ride the wall all the way around so you can't.
You just
want to
put a wheel on the back.
Right.
Is, that against the rules?
No. If I thought that was faster, I would try it. But you know, the track, the shortest way is around the bottom. So if you notice, that's where I'm at.
Well, but if you're spinning, you know.
Racer X did travel the outside wall a lot.
And it works. That's where I seen it happen. I was like, that's probably the preferred line. That guy knows what he's doing.
Right.
Sometimes you have to go where they're not. So if everyone's down low, you got to.
We're being told that Kevin Terrell's pro late model, whatever they call them, has Spencer's race seat in it.
Really?
Cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'm sorry, truck seat.
His truck seat.
Truck.
Uh-huh. Very good.
Cool.
Well, then it'll fit you, Debbie.
That's right.
Hey, Kevin, here comes your new driver.
Uh-huh.
Watch out.
I think I could fit in Spencer's driving suit. I still have that. I'll show up.
Have you really actually thought about maybe doing a skid plate race or
something? I don't
a
know.
Whole race
sometimes. And I guess I'm all talk. I always tell TJ, I'll do it. We have another car out there. He's saying that he's going to turn into a skid plate.
Oh,
so
good.
Who knows? See, here, Gary, we got one for you. Come get it.
Come get it. See,
I'll show up with a trailer, and TJ would be like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah.
Well, you know, I thought Chris Klein was supposed to do this because he came over a few weeks ago and said that he was putting a whole bunch of people out there. And
really?
I don't know where it happened with that. Has anybody here?
One showed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
For practice, is that okay? Well, you never know. Sometimes they like skid plate divisions, they won't show up for practice, but during the first race or something.
We'll find out March 6th, I think.
Is that the first race?
Yeah.
Well, we don't know. We just hear it from you guys.
Yeah. That's fun. Making memories.
Well, I know, like, my wife, back when they had street stocks out there, my wife, she used to come out and watch. She thought, hey, I want to do that. So I was like, okay, I'll build you a car. So, you know, takes time to build a car. So I built a street stock for her. She took it out on a practice night. Real slow. Took it out. One full lap. Came off. Said, okay, I'm done. That's it. That she didn't want no more to do with it.
That's funny.
It's nothing what it looks like, you know, and you know, it seems easier than it is, you know, when you actually get in the seat and go do it. But that's, I was racing mini stocks back. This tells you how long ago it was at the bull ring, that when they had mini stocks way back in the day. So it was kind of during that time. So, but that just, it's funny. It just reminds me that, you know, it's different than what it seems when, you know, what you see on the track. But
it'd probably be pretty fun. I should do that. If somebody goes out to the track and there's nobody else out there, maybe I'll chase down Racer X or something. Huh? What do you
think? Yeah, there you go. We'll find this Racer X, whoever this Racer X is.
I know, right?
Oh, man.
Maybe Cindy will rent the track and I'll show up out there.
That's a good idea.
Try it.
Rent the track, and that's the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fun.
I don't know. The Golden Knight might come out and boot us out too, though, huh?
He's pretty fast.
Yeah.
So, who's the Golden Knight? Do we don't know?
No, it's Dennis.
Oh, okay. Your significant other.
Mm-hmm.
How's he? Is he going to race full season this year?
Yeah, he's going for a second championship.
Okay.
He thinks, because I'm also racing.
Didn't he just take it from you last season?
Yeah, by one position on the track the entire season. If I would have finished one position better at any of the races, he wouldn't have gotten it.
So all he had to do was back off a little bit.
Yeah, that's something he doesn't do because he does take TJ's advice. And just like TJ was saying, you know, he went out there one time and kind of ruffled up Dennis and got in his head. And Dennis learned, oh, okay, well, because he went up and tapped him in a skip plate car that really messes you up.
Right.
But you can't, like, react or the skip plate car is going to spin out. And that's what happened to Dennis. So now he's learned. And that's the great thing about watching Dennis grow in the sport is he listens to the advice and he learns. And now he beat me.
Well, now you're just going to have to become a better racer.
And go
show him what it's about.
I need to rent the track without him.
Yeah. Yeah, don't tell him. Right?
Do it. I'll come out as long as nobody else is out.
There you go. Your silent secret support.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool. Before we run out of time, you want to talk about this Spencer Clark Driven Foundation? Is that something you guys are going to be doing more of? Are there any sponsors that help out with what TJ's got going on, helping these young drivers? Or
we've talked about it. You know, it's just time. I mean, trying to get it's always going to be there, and definitely using it to, you know, bring a driver development program through it and to help some younger drivers. You know, we'll see where it goes.
If they want to make the connection, what's the best way for them to look for, to get in contact with?
Get in contact. It's a legitimate, you know, 501c3. So it's a, 100% write off. And basically, you know, there is stipulations. It is all about, you know, drivers that are not running on a NASCAR level. We can do it on a, you know, anything under a Grand National. There's a certain age limit with it, and that's what we've always used it for. So, I mean, it's basically, set up to help expenses and however we want to fund it. But, you know, we're very careful with that. You know, you just got to do right by it. So,
yeah. You know, there's a lot of, you know, young drivers out there, and unfortunately, they all can't be the next star, but they all want to be, you know, and the parents, you know, try to do their to get them there, but not all of them can be.
We actually, we've talked to Ryan out there with wanting to put on a big legend race kind of like the old IROC type thing. And we keep talking about it, but it's just trying to put all the, put it together. It just takes time to do that, plus money and how you would do it. You know, because it wouldn't be cheap, but hopefully we can make that happen.
To getting all the right people together, you know, the right funding and everything.
But I know if there was a kid out there that wanted to race and was willing to show up every day and work on the race car, TJ and Debbie would help them, and those funds would be used to help a kid like that. If the money was the only thing stopping them, they would do it. They would help them.
Yeah.
It's finding a kid that wants to show up and work every day.
Yeah, it takes dedication, and that's why we called it the Spencer Clark Driven, because we all know, I mean, Spencer was very driven, and I just always remember him with those friends of his, especially Tom Lovelady. I remember Spencer always out there yelling at him, "You got to clean your car," you know, and he'd make them after every race out there spraying that car down, and, you know, and just taking pride in what you're driving and having it clean and, you know, so anyways, but
so I saw Facebook real quick for the race on Thursday.
Yes,
that you suggested that if anyone had any Spencer T-shirts or hats or whatever to wear them to the race.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I kind of threw that out there, and I still have a few. So if anybody wants one, just get in touch with me
through Facebook. Probably the easiest way.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Yeah.
We appreciate you being here, and go beat up TJ for us for not being here.
I will.
We'll get him in here in person soon. Thank you, Cindy. Appreciate it. Debbie, can't thank you enough. We're looking forward to seeing more of you here.
Yeah.
Wear your T-shirts. Your Spencer stuff, and then
Out there and support the Spencer Clark card in the West Series.
And again, we appreciate you guys being here. We'll see you live next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Thanks again, Debbie.
Thank you.
Thanks, Debbie. Thanks,
TJ, too.
Thanks for listening.